This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Crews continue to clear mud and debris off Interstate 70 in Glenwood Canyon. A slide more than a week ago has kept the highway closed since then. CDOT Chief Engineer Stephen Harrelson told a legislative committee this week that they're finding significant damage to the highway as more debris is cleared.
So this is concrete that's designed to carry 85,000-pound semi-trucks, and it broke it just, you know, kind of like a graham cracker almost.
Harrelson says the road should partially reopen sometime next week, but full repairs could take months. And in Denver, CDOT is set to finally finish a delayed paving project on Interstate 70. I-70 is closed from eastbound 270 to Colorado Boulevard, traveling westbound. The highway is scheduled to fully reopen Monday at 5 a.m. Colorado gun sales are falling for the first time since the pandemic started. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
In the last 4 months of the year, gun sales have actually declined when compared to last year. The extraordinary gun buying binge that started after the first COVID lockdowns has finally slowed down, especially during the month of June. Though gun sales are still very high historically speaking, purchases are only down 2% this year. The state is on pace to sell the second most firearms ever by year's end. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
In Denver, it's 62 degrees, in Vail, 49, in Fruta, 66. This is CPR News.